Morning, Keith. Are you okay from Australia?
Morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm tickety-boo. Thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Not at all.
Your RNS today is very interesting.
It is interesting, Alex. I'm really, really happy with it.
Yeah, I don't know if the markets are picking it up, actually, to be honest.
Well, I think you're probably right to a degree, but I think the feeling I'm getting is the whole junior end is just a little quieter at the moment anyway. And, you know, it's more a development announcement, you know, rather than something that's, you know, necessarily going to grab a great deal of attention anyway. It's more just another step in the right direction for what we're doing.
All right. Where do you see European Metals Holdings going in the short-term future, Keith?
Well, we've got a lot of other news to come through, Alex. We begin a pretty major drilling program on the 1st of June, so that'll be a 7,500-meter drilling program. And I think that what's important about this announcement we've made today is that it gives us a great deal of confidence that next drilling program will result in significantly more of the resource coming into the indicated category.
So there'll be
a lot of development from that drilling program and a lot of news flow for the market. And as well as the drilling, you know, there are a few other things going on that we've been talking about as well with regards to the appointment of our environmental consultants, all the work we're doing with them, which will lead into our preliminary mining license a little later in the year. And so, yeah, everything is going along nicely. The market, I think, in general is having a little bit of a rest, but we're very happy with the way the project is coming along.
Yeah, just looking at the RNS today, you see upgrades and increase in lithium resources at Sidovec. It's quite a positive RNS, actually.
Well, it is. So the upgrade, from the lithium perspective, there's two aspects to the upgrade. Firstly, there's a modest increase in the overall tonnage of the entire resource, or of the inferred resource, from 5.5 million tons to 5.7 million tons. Now we haven't specifically gone out trying to increase the size of the resource. As I've told you previously, the resource is a very big resource, and we don't need to continue to prove it up in global size. The increase in the overall tonnage has really come about just as a happy coincidence from the other work that we have been doing. And the second part of that upgrade is moving a portion of what was the existing inferred resource into the indicated category. And that's a more important thing. You know, we will bring the majority of the important parts of the lithium resource from the inferred to the indicated category with this next drill program. And that is part of the PFS, you know, improving the quality of the resource and the confidence in the resource as part of the preliminary feasibility study. As an aside, we had a significant increase in the size of the tin resource as well, you know, with this last drill program.
Yeah.
And the reason we had a greater percentage increase in the tin resource than we did in the lithium resource is there's more historical data with regards to tin mineralization than there is with regards to lithium mineralization in the southern section. In the northern section, we'll get as much bang for the buck, if you like, with regards to the increase in the lithium resource.
Yeah, and I've just gone off the RNS. I'm just picking up on the lithium and the tin resources, because you've updated from five new drill holes. So
yeah,
I'm just going through it like it's say if somebody doesn't, you know, if they're not into this kind of thing, this data, it'd be hard for them to understand.
It is a little hard to understand, and I've tried, you know, particularly from the raw data, and that's why, you know, with some of the quotes that we've put into the RNS, we've tried to explain what that really means. But the real crux of the matter is that in order to get the deposit to the stage where it's bankable and someone will fund the development of the project, you need to continue to improve the confidence in the resource. And you do this in a series of well-documented, well-understood steps where you simply add another level of confidence to the quality of your resource at every stage of development. And you ultimately the aim is to get it to the stage where it's bankable and, you know, the funders will lend money against the build of your project.
Yeah, we've got a document. What we'll do is today we'll put this, we'll turn it into a brochure, the document you've sent to us. Just to quote you, you say there, "I am very pleased to report this upgrade to the Sinovec mineral resources. Not only have we found the maiden lithium indicate resource, but we also increased the total lithium resource, substantially increasing the tonnage and grade of the tin indicated resource." It looks like you're really moving forward, to be honest, as a company.
Yes, yeah. The project is moving forward at the right sort of speed. It'd be great to be quicker, you know, and that's why we're starting this significant drill program in a couple of weeks' time, about 3 weeks' time, and it'll go, you know, the next round of drilling will go quicker than, you know, the drilling we've previously done.
Yeah. I was starting to see you from REM, Rare Earth Minerals, where I was at the Masters show, and he was quite complimentary towards you guys.
Oh, excellent. Good to hear.
Yeah, well, it was a good interview with him, actually, you know, and I've got to say this, I seem to talk to a lot of mining companies and resource companies at the moment. It looks like anything to do with zinc, gold, lithium, it looks like the markets are picking up.
Yeah, well, that's certainly the, it's certainly those are the commodities that the market is most interested in at the moment. And that's really just a reflection of the forecast economics for those metals, you know, and what the world thinks is going to happen with the demand, you know, the supply demand equation. And that's really what's, you know, that's what's driving lithium, is the fact that, you know, there is a dramatic increase in the demand for lithium from the reasons that you and I have discussed, you know, electric vehicles and batteries for renewable energy power storage. And really, it seems that every week there is another significant piece of news with regards to those industries, which translates into significant increases in demand for lithium. And from our point of view, what's interesting is that a lot of that demand seems to be centered on Europe. You know, there is no meaningful production of lithium in Europe, as we've discussed, which means that, you know, any future production of lithium within Europe, particularly battery-grade lithium, is going to get attention because of the dramatic increase in the demand for the metal in that area.
Well, I keep saying this because where you guys are situated, obviously, I know people are just picking up on this interview, but you're in the heart of Europe. Where you're based, you're right next door to all the majors, all the car manufacturers.
That's exactly right. You know, we're in the Czech Republic, effectively on the German border. You know, the deposit goes across the border and into Germany, obviously. But, you know, just within Germany, you've had Volkswagen, BMW, Daimler, Mercedes, and the German government all make announcements about electric vehicles in the last couple of months. And then, you know, all around us in Poland to the north, we have LC, the big Korean battery manufacturer, building a lithium-ion battery plant. To the southeast of us in Hungary and to the south of us in Austria, we've got Samsung, the other big Korean battery manufacturer, building lithium-ion battery plants in both of those countries.
You've got a big Chinese company building a battery factory within the Czech Republic, and the project's located right in the middle of all of that activity.
It's it's a story. Well, obviously, me and you have talked before, Keith. We've met and all that, and it's a story we've been following this year on LSE Share Talk. When are you next in London? Can you say, or do you know?
Yeah, I will be in London, I believe, at the end of the second week of June.
Oh.
So in about a month, just under a month, I think.
I can feel a train journey coming on just to pop down to do another video recording.
Excellent. Well, it'd be good to catch up with you, Alex, as always.
By the way, so obviously with people, Keith Coughlin, European Metals Holding, ticker on AIM is EMH. Keith, thank you very much for giving up your time and talking to us from Australia today. It's much appreciated.
No problem, Alex. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy, and we'll chat again soon.
Oh, for definite. That's for sure. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alex. Bye.